The projects are what ruined his. I wasn't living here. Then they started the major digging. Now what they did, they filled in the land there. They took some houses, but they filled in more of the river. And they were excavating these huge tracts of land, and they would pile them out about as high as my roof and probably about as wide as this block. Now at that time, Zorro and those, Flash Gordon, all those adventure heroes were prominent, and I used to go for a nickel and see the, they had the cereals every week you went. So we used to go up there and play Zorro. We would climb up and get on the top, and you had a tremendous view. Plus, we flew kites from up there. Kites were very popular, because when you got up there, the cars couldn't hit you anything, and you would just unreel your kite. And by there being no buildings over there where the water was, they could really take off and surge. So there'd be four or five of us, all right, up there.
I would like to go backwards, and enjoy some more of those days, especially swimming in the river. I remember we used to get our bikes. I don't even know, it had to be like 132nd all the way down there by the river, where there was, where before the oil furnaces came out, it was coal, and there was a company over there that had coal, and we used to call it the coal mines. And when we used to get there, there was a fence, and then on the fence, there was a whole bunch of doors aligned with the fence, so the coal wouldn't come through the fence. And then we used to hide our bikes like in the bushes, because there was older guys, older teenagers than us that wanted to steal our bicycles. So we used to hide our bicycles, and then we used to climb up the fence, and then we used to step into the cold. And the cold is like a mountain of stone, like a mountain of sand, where your feet starts to sink in it. And then we had to be quiet because there were stray dogs back there, like 5, 6, 7 stray dogs, and they bite. And we were like, shh. And then we'd be quiet, and we start like walking down the cold, and our feet are like sinking into the cold while we're walking down. And as soon as we hear the first bark, we start running. We start running like, oh my Lord, real scared to death. And we start running down the cold and across the field, over the train tracks, and eventually the dogs don't chase us no more. They go but so far.
Now, back here was just wharf. But toward the east, oh, maybe 4 blocks from here, were the freight yards. Now you had quite a few tracks because all the trains came in here to unload, probably for the Hunts Point Market. I didn't know much about it, but I knew that it was there because I became angry with my grandmother over something. And since I was a spoiled kid, I said, hell, in the movies, all the kids ran away. So I'm going to run away. I packed a little bag and put it over my shoulder. And I walked down here to the yard, black, ominous, forbidding, these big cars sitting up there waiting to grab someone. And as I walked through, the wind whistling through them and them moving, those eerie creaking noises, I said, you know what, Norman, maybe you'll run away next week. So I swatted my pride. I said, hey, I can endure this. And I went back there. But that was a source of quite a bit of excitement when we would walk up there.
And then we would run all the way to the river. And then we find the spot where we're going to swim. And it's funny because we used to go under a bridge, and they had the freight trains. The trains used to go on top, and we would go under a bridge, and there was a concrete piece that went right to the water, and we would walk on top of it, and right underneath the concrete slab was like a big block. There was a pipe, and there was eels in the water. We didn't know. Oh my Lord. So we used to swim with the eels. There was eels going in and out of the pipe. So I don't remember if they would go back in the pipe or they would be swimming with us. But we didn't pay no mind, because I still don't remember, but I remember the eels. And we saw all used to take off our clothes, and we all were wearing Superman underwears. They called it the Fruit-a-Loom. The white ones, yeah. And it was beautiful. We used to swim in there. My brother-in-law saved a kid one time because we told him, don't jump in with your jeans. Don't go in there with your sneakers or your jeans. And he was like, you know, he didn't listen. And, you know, he was jumping in, jumping out. And then one time he jumped in and we were jumping in and out and like, yo, where's this guy at? And he was stuck on a box spring. And my brother-in-law, he dived in and pulled him out. His pants were stuck on a box spring because in the river, people were dumping shopping carts and mattresses and furniture and everything, you know? And we were just having a good time. We used to come back with little guppy fishes, little crabs. I used to bring back the blueberries. My mother used to make jam. Yeah, she used to make jam. And we were eating what? We were eating blueberries, pears, and apples. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, we used to eat them in the river. It wasn't like to bring it home, but the blueberries that I used to bring home, my mother used to make jam from it.